From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good morning. Welcome, everyone, to our program. May I thank those who have written to us lately. It's a great encouragement, you know, to hear from you and to read your comments. Please continue to write to us, requesting the free tapes that we offer, along with copies of our quarterly Let the Bible Speak magazine. We're going to be turning to John chapter 8, the verses 31 to 36, in a few moments. We'll be studying that passage today. I want also to play a hymn entitled Room at the Cross. But just a brief reminder of tonight's program before we do that. In that program, I will be playing another extract from the sermon I recently preached upon the subject of death, and we will continue our studies in the book of Job. So please join me at 9 o'clock tonight. Here's the SMS singers then, and Room at the Cross.
The cross upon which Jesus died is a shelter in which we can hide, and its grace so free is sufficient for me, and deep is its fountain as wide.
Turning to John chapter 8, the verses 31 to 36. This passage in John chapter 8 contains the ongoing exchange between Christ and the Pharisees. There are times when it is clear that the words of Christ greatly anger the Pharisees. Look at verse 59. Then took they up stones to cast at Jesus. Just what was it that Jesus said to them to make them so angry? He was merely setting out some very simple and elementary gospel truths. Because this is a very important passage in God's Word, we will take our time and seek to study it closely, and today we will consider the verses 31 to 36. First of all, note that Christ sets out the fundamental test of a true Christian. We noted last week that there had been a number of people who had believed on Christ as a result of what he was saying. Verse 30. To these people, he now says, "If ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Verses 31 to 32. How many believe that going to church, or reading the Bible, or saying prayers is the mark of a true Christian? Many, I am afraid. But these are not the marks that prove a person to be a Christian. According to Christ, the mark of a true Christian is continuance in his word. If ye continue in my word. The word continue means to abide, to take up residence. The Christian is one whose thoughts and words and deeds are all enclosed within the teachings of the Word of God. The Word of God rules that person's heart and mind and soul. There is a persevering in its teachings, in its paths, and in its precepts. That is the mark of a true Christian. It is to be noted that this submission to the Word of God leads to freedom. Many believe, you see, that if you become a Christian, you throw away your freedom. Wrong entirely. Rather than bondage or enslavement, the gospel brings liberty. "And the truth shall make you free," says Jesus in verse 32. "If it were not for God's mercy to me 40 years ago, I would today be the slave of drunkenness." That is, if I were alive at all. Christ brings freedom, true freedom, to the soul and to the life. For true freedom is to be delivered from the guilt and condemnation of sin and enabled by the grace of God to walk in obedience to God's word. Here then is the fundamental test of what a true Christian is. They continue in the teaching of Christ. Secondly, note the foolish pride and ignorance of man. When the Savior says that his word leads to freedom, the Pharisees bridle in anger. They see the clear inference of his words. They answered him, "We be Abraham's seed, and were never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, ye shall be made free?" Verse 33. These words are all the more foolish when it is remembered that these men who were speaking were members of a conquered nation, for the Roman Empire ruled over Israel at that time. These men were not free men. They had been subjugated by the armies of Imperial Rome. And of course, on many previous occasions, the Israelites had been enslaved by the Egyptians, the Philistines, the Midianites, the Babylonians, and many other nations. How blind is man to his true state before God? He boasts of his freedom when all the time he is a slave. From a spiritual perspective, their foolishness is even more marked. Because they could claim to belong to the physical lineage of Abraham, the man chosen by God to be the father of the faithful, they believed that they were entitled to assume that they enjoyed the spiritual privileges of Abraham also. John the Baptist had spoken to them about this matter during his ministry. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees come to his baptism, he said unto them, O generation of vipers, who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bring forth therefore fruits meet for repentance, and think not to say within yourselves, We have Abraham to our father. For I say unto you that God is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham. Matthew chapter 3, verses 7 to 9. Physical descent from one who enjoyed the blessings of God does not make us the recipients of these blessings also. After all, Judas was a descendant of Abraham, and he most certainly is not in heaven with Abraham. Thirdly, Christ shows that all who live in sin are the slaves of sin. Jesus answered them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin. Verse 34. The word commit means to bring forth. It is not just an act of sin that Christ is referring to, but rather he refers to a continuing commission of sin. Those whose life produces sin are the slaves of sin and under its rule and dominance. It was to set men free from sin that Jesus came. If the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. Verse 36. Christ came into the world to deliver men from the slavery of sin and make them sons of God. That is what Calvary is all about. On the cross, the Saviour was paying the ransom that must be paid if the guilty sinner is to escape the damnation of hell. The sinner who, by the grace of God, steps forward and claims by faith release from his debt of sins through the blood of Christ is set at liberty. In Luke chapter 4, the verse 18, Christ, at the very beginning of his earthly ministry, reads out from the book of Isaiah the words of the great commission he had received of his Father. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach deliverance to the captives, to set at liberty them that are bruised. There is deliverance for the poor captive sinner through the blood of Christ. Dear listener, avail yourself of that freedom today. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. The blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. 1 John chapter 1, 7-9. Step into the liberty that Christ offers in the gospel today. Do remember to join me tonight at 9 o'clock. Goodbye, and God bless you.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless his word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.